My name is Michael Tuttle. I'm from the United States. I live in Berlin, and I make music and sound. And I guess when I think about stories, I feel like the easiest thing to tell stories about is traveling. Because it feels like we're more paying attention, or more observant, or more aware of what's happening in the world around us, and we're kind of open to new experiences, or we're looking for new experiences. And I think there's another part of telling stories, which is that really anything can be a story. Like anybody can have a lot of stories to tell if they frame their experiences as a story. So you can tell a story about going to the supermarket or finding a piece of gum on your shoe or whatever it is. I'd like to talk a little bit about a hitchhiking trip that I took. I was in South America for 2 months in 1998. And my father had always talked about his adventures and his travels. And I felt like I wanted to have some travels. I needed to see the world somehow. The way that he traveled and the way that I traveled are completely different, because his stories always involved big bags of marijuana or sneaking hash across a border, running away from the police or something like that. He liked that kind of danger. So the first trip that I took outside of the United States on my own was a trip to Peru and to Chile. And it was really not fun being a tourist. I don't like the feeling of being a tourist, because it just feels like you have this balloon which is full of money, and you, as long as there's money in that balloon, you can continue to float, and everything's fine, and travel, and everything's fine. And that's definitely the way I felt in Peru, because it's a poorer country and it's more dangerous. But once I crossed the border, Chile is quite a bit safer. It's a bit richer. And suddenly there was tons of other young people who were hitchhiking. And this, I don't remember the name of the highway. I think it might be called like the Trans-American Highway or something like that. That runs north-south, and it goes all the way down to the bottom of Chile, more or less, and then up, maybe even into Mexico. I'm not sure. So I might travel the entire way. And I was with an American friend named Jim, and he and I just started hitchhiking, and we hitchhiked from, I think the city's name is Iquique, which is on the border of Peru and Chile. And you travel along the coast during part of the way, and sometimes truck drivers will pick you up, or sometimes people with big dump trucks full of stones or something will pick you up. We met some other nice young people, and I neither of us could speak much Spanish yet, but we could kind of figure out what people were wanting or suggesting or offering. And we traveled into the middle of the Atacama Desert, which is, they say, is the driest desert on the planet. And the person who was giving us a ride, he was going to make a left turn. So he was going to go, I guess that would be west. He was going to head directly west from our north-south road. And we wanted to continue heading to Santiago. And so he let us out, and there was a gas station, and that was it. Like, there was nothing else. There were no houses. There were no streetlights. There were no trees. There were no bushes. There was no grass. There were no animals. Like, there was nothing. For people who weren't able to see all of the small things in the desert, and the sun was going down, and so we walked in away from the road and into the desert a little bit, but it wasn't sandy. It wasn't a desert like the Sahara or something. Instead, the ground was clay, and it was dried, hard clay, and full of big cracks. And at the same time, its shape was kind of like a bowl. There were many, many curved bowls in the ground, each, I don't know, maybe 10 meters across or something. So if you, and each maybe 2 meters deep. So if you if you stood in the middle of one of these bowls, you wouldn't be able to see out. You couldn't see the rest of anything. But it was fine. We had water and some food and sleeping bags. And we didn't expect any rain. And we pulled out our sleeping bags and lay down on the curved, hard clay ground. And as the sky got darker, the air got cooler. And the ground started to, I guess, contract as the heat changed. And so we heard little snaps and cracks in the ground all around us. And it was like a sound piece or like a piece of sound art or something. And it was an amazing experience of sound. And then as the sun fully set, the sky became the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Certainly the most amazing sky I've ever seen. Because there's no air in the water, or no water in the air, and there are no street lights or car lights or city lights anywhere around, there were no clouds, and the sky was just full of stars. It was amazing. It was just amazing. And as we lay there, slowly falling asleep, we could see shooting stars constantly overhead. And it was just a really beautiful moment. And I think it's a special experience that I had. The next morning, the sun came up, and we woke up just before dawn and continued on our way to Santiago.